Welcome to your daily devotional. May 4th, the law, our tutor. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Some people think that by keeping the Ten Commandments, they can gain eternal life. But an honest reading of Matthew 5 teaches us otherwise. Which of us has never, ever been angry? Which of us has never, ever had a lustful thought? Which of us has never, ever told a little lie? Which of us has never, ever coveted a material thing that God has not provided us? I hear silence. Good, I'm keeping my mouth shut and head down also before my God right this moment. But let's say someone is thinking that they have done all these things from their youth. Well, then the law is not only the Ten Commandments, but all 613. So study the first five books of the Bible, and please do confirm if you have kept every one of them. The Bible teaches us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But the good news for the rest of us is that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The law is perfectly holy and good, but it never saved any man. It is faith that saves a man, and it has always been so. In the very first book of the Bible, we read it written of Abraham, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Then came the law, yet the Old Testament prophet still said, but the just shall live by his faith. It is through God's commandments that we realize our own inability. And when we realize this, that is where Christ Jesus comes into the picture. As sinners, we each need a Savior. We trust no longer on works, but instead we enjoy forgiveness of sins on the basis of the work of God our Savior. So when we get frustrated with ourselves and our own sin nature rears its ugly head, let us remember that we are justified by faith and not of the works of the law. The law brings us to conviction, but the Christ of whom it points to brings us salvation and peace. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.